I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Radio Monterey has been operating for 2.5 years as radio for the open mind. Unfiltered, uncensored information you didn't hear on the corporate media. However, December 31st, the Saturday at the end of this week at 11 p.m., we will shut down the broadcast of Radio Monterey. Now, you can go to radiomonterey.com. We'll be posting podcasts there of different shows, blogs of different information, keeping the discussion going on those progressive issues and what is or is not being discussed in the corporate media. Good Vibrations Radio you'll go to goodvibrationsradio.com home, and you'll be able to get the podcast there of the show, as well as find out where we're broadcasting through the rest of the month of January. So we're not going away. Radio Monterey will stop broadcasting. Good Vibrations Radio will continue to be your source for information to change the lead in your life into gold. Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Now, we just had the Rhoda Psychic Fair last weekend of October. It was Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, which means it was time to have fun. And it was a fun time. Everyone who came enjoyed themselves, had a great time. It was airy, open, spacious, and so much going on. So go to rhodapsychicfair.com. Get on that email list, by the way, so you can be informed of upcoming events. Also, get on the email list of goodvibrationsradio.com so you can be informed of the upcoming events from goodvibrationsradio.com. Well, here we are. I hope for those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, you're getting ready to go into your third night. So happy Hanukkah to all of you. For those of you who do Christmas, belated Merry Christmas to you. I hope you had a wonderful time and a wonderful day. For those of you with family and friends, I hope that worked out really well and you tried to stay away from politics, which may not necessarily work out very well. Kwanzaa starts today. So it's an interesting thing. And this season of light started by the solstice on the 21st, we really are coming back to the light. We're leaving the darkness. Our darkest, longest night, our shortest day on the winter solstice, we come back to the light, and starting Saturday evening at sundown with Hanukkah, the first candle was lit. Christmas Day, of course, is the Christian day of the return to the light with the birth of Jesus. And tonight on Kwanzaa, the first candle will be lit. So I want to just say this is a wonderful convergence of time of returning to the light, of recognizing we're approaching a time of rebirth and renewal. And we're moving forward from now until we hit spring. And once we hit that spring equinox, we'll know we're at the time of full transformation going forward. So congratulations for making it to and through this point so far. Now, as most of you know, I do like Day by Day with James Allen. James Allen wrote his essay in 1903, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to know that our reality is a direct outcome of our own thoughts, our own beliefs. Our beliefs and our thoughts frame our actions, our choices, everything that we do, and it creates the reality where we are presently. And when we change those beliefs and those thoughts, we actually can create a new reality going forward. Our past thoughts and actions don't predetermine our future. Only our present thoughts and actions can create that future. Only our present thoughts and actions can create that future. And each day as we awaken to a new day, we have a new opportunity to create a new future. Because all we have to do is pay attention to our thoughts and our beliefs and the actions that accompany them. And in Day by Day with James Allen has words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the 27th day of the month, he tells us, identify your vision. What better message can we have as we're heading into this transition from December into January of 2017? He says, the vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build in your life. This you will become. You know, Henry David Thoreau said, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. But what he was really saying, in my opinion, is that the mass of men don't often have a vision of the life they want, the future they want to create. So as a result, they go along with the life that day, every day delivers to them. And they go along with that and along with that and along with that. Now, for many people who work strenuous jobs, that may be the case. But how often have you heard the story of an immigrant family and the father works two or three jobs, works tirelessly, but his vision, his goal is to create a better life for his children, to get them to college, to get them to some other education or skill that they can build a better life than what he has. That's still a vision. So when Henry David Thoreau said, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation, he said, essentially, are you waking up today and saying, oh, okay, now is the time for me to take my shower. Now is the time for me to brush my teeth. Now is the time for me to pick my clothes. Now is the time for me to go to work. Now is the time for me to eat my lunch. Now is the time for me to leave work. Now is the time for me to go home. Now is the time for me to make dinner. Now is the time for me to watch TV. Now is the time for me to go to bed. Or are you identifying your vision? The vision that you glorify in your mind is the ideal that you enthrone in your heart. And this you will build your life by, and this you will become. So as we take a look at this transformative time, as we finish the closure of this 9 year of putting things behind us, of graduating and completing and moving on to the next phase of our evolution individually and collectively, make sure you're identifying your vision for going forward. You can make it as grand and as glorious as you want, but make sure you also identify what you need to do tomorrow. And as we go forward too, as we're releasing things, we've talked about it plenty of times on the show, it's a good time for your forgiveness practice. Forgiving yourself as well as forgiving others. And that goes right in the heart of what the Daily Word from Unity tells us for today. Forgiveness sets me free. If you feel disconcerted or disconnected, look within to see what changes you can make in order to reconnect with your peace of mind, in order to forgive yourself for what you did or didn't do, for what you allowed or didn't prevent or didn't allow, for what occurred in your life, and then forgive the others that are involved with it. So identify your vision and forgiveness sets you free. And that will be our transition to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils and teas and color. She provides custom essential oil blends and teas and hand-dyed silk scarves to clients to create unique fusion consultations and empower their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides a unique segment every Tuesday on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's go ahead and listen to Kirilani enter Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Solazar. And here we are, all the way up to the end of 2016. We have, including today, 5 days left. 1 day for each body. 1 day to use this incredibly powerful time period of becoming. Solazar talked about this transition between 2016 and 2017 as a time of great rebirth, and that's exactly what it is. It is a time to take all that you are, all that has gotten you to this point, and draw that all to you, to birth, to become a new image of yourself as you transition into 2017, a higher image, and the next round of the spiral of life, of consciousness. And this is been an amazingly powerful December, and so many opportunities vibrationally and from an astrological perspective that who we are today. Many of us can look back to December 1st and say, wow, I have had quite a journey since that time. And I don't even feel like I'm the same person I was that started even December. That's how rapidly things are shifting, transforming, changing. So this year of 2016 has been all about releasing and letting go, releasing and letting go, releasing and letting go, integrating all those experiences that have occurred to us, and being at this point of graduation. Now, ideally, yesterday was this 99 day. It was like this final day of letting go, and we still have that influence. So you can still take advantage of that. But it was really the day for an ultimate graduation. It's saying, okay, now I will use these last 5 days of December to do what December does best, and that is planting seeds for the upcoming year. This is where there's a passage that's taking place the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st that is a very powerfully transformational time. And it kicks off today with the energy of heaven on earth. That's what December has been about. It's bringing in everything, the whole living library of experience for you to choose from and to say, this is what heaven on earth is to me. This is what I choose to create and seed and plant. And it's in this portal of creation that is going on. So every thought we think, every action that we take, all of our feelings are just amplified tremendously today. So choose which day you want to be which body. So we have the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and the cosmic that brings them all together. So I think I'm going to do it in order for me and start today on the physical and tomorrow devoted to the emotional and Wednesday and Thursday the mental and Friday the spiritual, and then Saturday is the culmination of all of that creative juice, all of that energy that is the preview for the first 6 months of 2017. So it's a very powerful day. You know, when we talk about making New Year's resolutions, it's kind of funny because in a way we were on track. So use December 31st as that alchemical portal that it is to, it's almost like a periscope into the future that you can plant seeds, that you can envision that reality that you want to create. What Solazar was talking about in his opening of what is in our heart is what we will become. Make sure that what is in your heart, you're focusing on that day, that it is an expression of the purity of your light and your love and your truth of your soul that emanates from your heart. So here we go. Starting today, you've got that heaven on earth energy. It kicks off this really creative juice portal that's going to carry us across this five-day passage. Tomorrow opens up then to unconditionality. So these are like stair steps of energy. And then the following day is a day, so that will be on Thursday, the 29th, a day that's all about the master lover's energy. So here you have, in just 3 days, you've got heaven on earth. Well, to me, love is part of heaven on earth. Then we have a day of unconditional love. That's the Christ conscious energy. From a pure level, Father Charlie used to always say that we all have that Christ child within us. And as Solazar was saying, no matter what your spiritual beliefs are, at the core of many of these religions is this thread of truth that's about light. Before it got wrapped around with the dogma of the religion, it was all about light and love. So that, on the 28th, that unconditionality, that unconditional love and hope and trust and faith, that inspiration of light and love and truth, that is the energy of that day. And we've got, with that, it lies in a portal of new beginnings. So here you have back-to-back days that bring in on a spiritual level these incredible portals that are openings in the energy that allow you to take these jumps in consciousness if you're paying attention. And then we go into the 29th on this Thursday where it's not just that master lover's energy that brings into balance your divine feminine, your divine masculine, coming into harmony, coming into union. It also is a day of awakening. It's taking then that energy, uplifting it to a point of full liberation. So very powerful day. Star pretty much every day in this passage. And then on the 30th, we have a dose of limitlessness. So whatever seed you planted with these first 3 days get amplified then on Friday. And then as we go into Saturday, we said Saturday is an amazing day because it serves as this preview of the entire creative cycle of 2017. It also is a day of awakening and liberation. It is a day of your truth and authenticity. So really dig deep that day and say, who am I and who do I want to be? That's what next year is just going to keep asking us over and over, because this is the time to rebirth, to recreate ourselves, to birth ourselves anew. That what we're creating in these 5 days is taking all of those qualities and attributes of who we truly are and allowing them to be set free, allowing them to bloom and thrive and grow in this fertile soil of creativity that is kicking off this year. It's kind of this burgeoning energy of becoming, and that's what the whole year is about. So in 2017, don't try to put yourself in a box. Allow yourself to explore, to try new things. Because in a 1 year, and this is our first 1 year in a pure cycle of limitlessness, allow yourself to get out of the box. Allow yourself to try different things and not have to get stuck on any particular direction or any particular way of being, because what is possible tomorrow is even more expanded than even today. So be willing to constantly let go in the moment to become more. Now, we talked about these previews, and before I get into 2017 too much, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this preview period. So we talked about the 31st being the entire creative summary. If we back up a day then, on the 30th, that's the entire summary for June. So both of those days are very powerful for sitting down, setting intentions, and to be able to put together a vision or a dream or intentions for your life. And then if we back up on these other 3 days of this passage, you're also dealing with that energy of June. Now, we talked about this kicking off on today with that 55 heaven on earth energy. Well, interestingly, June and July every year come together to create another flavor of that heaven on earth energy. So you're previewing that energy in June. You're kind of kicking that off today and carrying that all the way through those 5 days. So let's see. Let's talk now about 2017. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing opportunity we have as we go into this new year. It's not like any new year. We are embarking on this first 1 year since we started this millennium that is actually in limitlessness. We had one in 2008 because in numerology everything goes in cycles of nine, but that still held within it the core seed of limitation because it started before winter solstice 2012. So what we've got going here is something that's unprecedented. We have not experienced this in this lifetime. So there are no rules, right? We can create in this field of limitlessness whatever we can envision, whatever we can dream, whatever our hearts carry as seeds, from star seeds, from where our deepest passion is, what our soul desires, all of those things can be empowered now. And in limitlessness, what we have learned over the last number of years, if you think back to, let's see, it would have been 2011, was the last 13 year. Think about limitlessness, and we learned in that year that it's best if you can direct the limitlessness, because otherwise it can be diffuse and dissipated very quickly. So what we want to do is take all of that power and that energy and focus it like a laser beam. So in a 1 year, if you want to plant seeds, then you can take all of that energy and coat it within the seeds that you want to plant. Take all of that passion and that love and that enthusiasm and pack that in that seed for the day for what you want to create when you get to that portion of 2017. We have amazing opportunities that are going to come up in 2017. So if we can be very pristine with our thoughts, with our actions, with our integrity, with how we spend our time, we talk about how we vote, right? And we vote with those thoughts and those feelings and those actions and where we spend our time and where we spend our focus. Well, in this upcoming year, that's going to be more important than it's been in our entire lifetime. So as we go into this year, know that you have a clean slate if you allow yourself to in these next 5 days. So you still have this power of 2016 to release and let go. And you do have a little bit of grace period as we go into January, but the more you've already done that releasing, you go in with a cleaner slate. And as you do that, you can suddenly say, well, maybe I take something in my life and everything old becomes new again. I can transform something that I already have and make it new. I can start something brand new that has never been. And that's probably the first time in our lifetimes that we can say that as we go into 2017. So if we look at those first couple days until we are together again, you're going to have the first day of January 2017, and it also carries that energy of universal love, of humanitarian love, of Christ consciousness. So whatever you're doing New Year's Day, plant a little bit of a seed for that. And then on Monday, so that'll be Sunday, on Monday we have a day that's about devotion to our soul. And that's a great way to kick off a new year, is to align all of our dreams and desires and passions and projects and intentions to our soul, to the will of our soul, to the will of the divine, so that what I create can be aligned with my highest plan, with the highest potential. And then on Tuesday, when we come back together, we have this another dose of limitlessness. So it's an interesting how these vibrations are lining up. You get two sets of these stair steps of energy in a single week. And that doesn't happen very often. So it's a little bit like scales on the piano. Or doing the waltz, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. We start with that Christ-conscious, unconditional love. We plant seeds aligned with that, of being of service in the world, of how we can take our gifts and talents and abilities and share them to create a better place, to create a better world. And we're doing it not just out of service, but because it feels good, because we want to do that. And then we align all of those dreams and desires with our soul, and then we free them and allow the universe, like a matching fund, to infuse them with limitless potential and possibilities, with magic and miracles. Wow. Quite a week. So I want to remind people of some of the vibrational tools that you can work with when you go through this passage. So first of all, we're going to start now working with the energy for next year, with the 2017 energy in these last 5 days. So for those, the aromatherapy you can work with is coconut, myrrh, and dill. You can use color and visualize these colors of beige, chocolate, apricot, turquoise. And I also use that not just for aromatherapy, but or for color. You can actually work with food or tea that aligns to those. So there's a great chocolate coconut macadamia tea that works great for next year. I think it's by Shangri-La. You can eat apricots. You can, chocolate is empowered for the year. That's going to make a lot of people happy. I think Solazar is one of them. And I find that this is a good way to get all of your senses involved, because when we're creating, if we can bring in the sense of color to heighten the vision, if we can bring in that sense of smell and taste and feel, that empowers the seeds to a higher degree for bringing them into reality than if we just think about it. So play with those. And if you're still working with some releasing, which I think all of us are, if myself and friends and family are any example of what's happening with everybody else out there, still work with lavender, sandalwood, bergamot, and wild orange for these next 5 days. So the colors then red, brown, olive, and lavender. So I think that, the other thing for next year, going into next year, stones to maybe pick up, because it's nice to have these little pocket stones. They work well for ceremony. They work well when you're planting seeds to actually infuse the stone with those dreams, with those desires. Turquoise and azurite and angelite. Now, azurite, you can get small pieces and turquoise. Pretty easy to find those. Angelite is a little bit less common, but you can certainly find them. And let's see. The other thing I wanted to share as we transition from one year to another is it's always good to back up and look at the context as we go into a new year. The shift in this cycle, we are in this millennium that is devoted to relationships, to communication, to diplomacy, to creating connection, to creating partnerships, and not seeing ourselves as separate. And that's really going to be our challenge as we go into this one year. Because the one in its older definition is all about understanding self and individuality. And when we go into that, there's a little bit of a trick that we can get caught in the me, 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 I. And watch that as you're talking to friends, as you're talking to family, as you observe coworkers, how often certain people get caught in the I when they communicate. And this is the time to realize, in a millennium that's about collaboration, that's about partnership, that's about coming together, the more that we can transform that I to, you know, they always say there's no I in team. If we can transform that me to we, the better off we are going into the one year. So we're looking at the one as the whole, as the oneness, that we were all in union, that we are all connected. And that was really the purpose of the last millennium, was to come to a place where we understood that we are not alone. It was all an illusion. And yet we're going to get faced with tests to say, do we choose separation or do we choose to go into union? And I'm already seeing these in my life. And it is it's an interesting thing, because we had a lot of lives, a lot of years in separation, and a lot of people still see that as being their place of safety. And yet, our greatest safety, our greatest growth, our greatest success comes in leaving that behind and coming into union, into realizing we were never separate from the divine. The divine is still within us. That we are not separate from other people, that the spark that is within us is within them, that every experience we've ever had, we've all had those experiences, we've played every role with each other. So that comes up next year. So if we look at the recipe that creates next year, you have the two for the millennium, you've got the one for in 17, and then you have the seven. The seven is all about truth. It's about authenticity. So that's why this year is going to keep asking you over and over again, who are you? Who do you want to be? Who are you authentically behind these masks we've learned to wear? And are you willing to liberate yourself from those and become who you really came here to be? So it's going to be a year that is like the chrysalis, where the caterpillar transforms into the butterfly, but in the middle, they're in the chrysalis. They're in the state of becoming. That is 2017. So be patient with ourselves, because you can't rush the gestation process. You can't rush that stage. It is just is. And that's a little bit what the one's about, is that I am consciousness. Maybe it's the we are consciousness of allowing oneself to just be. And when we get more in touch with our divinity within, you know, it's particularly the first part of the year, it's an inside job. It's going inside. It's going in deeper, finding all that extra space you created this year from releasing and letting go of things that no longer serve you, to fill it with light, to fill it with love, to fill it with all kinds of good things. So that, Solazar, is some of the things I wanted to share with the Go With The Flow. We're certainly going to talk more next week about this kickoff of 2017, but because the week really bridged the 2 years, I thought it was important to give people a little bit to get started as they kick off the new year.
Okay, thank you. One thing I didn't get is, where did the seven come from that you talked about? The two, the one, and the seven. Where did the seven come from?
If you look at 2017 and just dissect that year, you have two for the millennium, and then you have a zero, which brings the power of the universe, and then a one and a seven.
Oh, from the date itself. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the two for the millennium and the one for the year, and I didn't know where the seven came from.
No. And okay. So, you know, every time we have a 1 year or each year, it gets created from a different formula based on the numbers that compose it. So not everyone is created. That sounds funny. Not everyone is created the same way. And that's how we get for 2017 to the one, if you add up the two, the one, and the seven.
Yeah, well, that part I knew. Yeah, I wasn't clear where the seven was coming from. All right, well, thank you for sharing your time and information, and we'll have to talk. I have a different take on the one, so. Yeah, because really, one is a prime number. All other numbers come from one. And the difference I have from what you were sharing, which is really not that much different, but it's really that the one is not a we. It never becomes a we. The one is always about, you cannot connect with others until you truly know yourself. And that's where it starts. So I agree with you about the millennium and the connection and everything like that. But it's about people truly knowing themselves, because we're connecting to the wrong people, because we don't know ourselves and we don't trust ourselves. And so if we look at that, you can't have a two without a one, or a three without a one, or a four without a one, then one is a prime number, and it's the force of creation and the primal force from which all the other numbers come. And so it's important in this time right now for everyone not to isolate. The one is not about isolation, but to get really clear on who they are, and make sure that they're creating connections from the authentic place of themselves.
And actually, I agree with what you said. I think the one is a building block of creation. And so I'm not sure we're that far apart, actually.
No, I didn't think we were far apart in how you expressed everything. It's just the expression just about the one. I felt like I think we agree, but in a different way. Different words. There were different words there. And just to let you know, for the year, when I was doing my 2017 for the virtual psychic fair, for the year, the card, the tarot card that I selected was the Six of Fire, which is the success card, which is the figure riding the tiger across the world with the confetti and streamers coming down. And as you know, that represents several elements. One is that success is coming. For those people who take the time to really get to know themselves, what's important, or even as I said at the beginning, they create that vision for themselves and follow through on that, the success will come as a result of the hard work they put into it. However, the person is looking up and not looking around, so the world is passing underneath their feet and they're not seeing it. And it's to remind us that success, we have the success, and the success is followed by the coming down from the success. And then there's the building up to the success and the coming down from the success. So there's a continuum of energy that's always an up and a down and an up and a down. And we have to recognize that that's the nature of the world within which we live. And therefore, success is not a constant. It's an accomplishment. It's an outcome. And we can't rest once the success comes. We have to start building on the next success. And did you have any thoughts
about
the quote?
It's interesting that that's the one you picked, because, you know, it's kind of like that peaks and valleys of life. And but I can see how that would tie to next year, is like not getting attached to either one, right? Not getting attached that I've reached the pinnacle. Because in limitlessness, there isn't an ultimate pinnacle. It can always get better. And to be able to keep a level, because that's the six, right?
Yes.
That card is the six. It's as we go into this year, it's going to be different, right? So allowing ourselves to kind of get our sea legs and find our balance. And that balance and equilibrium come in not having these huge extremes, right, of, oh, my gosh, everything's falling apart, or, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing ever, right, is to just allow yourself to kind of ride those currents and celebrate the little successes in every moment, appreciate both sides of the ride, right? So that's interesting that that's the card. I like it, though.
The transition card for the going from 16 to 17, which you actually touched on this, but you weren't talking about the card specifically, was the Seven of Rainbows, which is the card that's called patience. And that shows the pregnant woman and the cycles of the moon. And it represents allowing the cycles to feed themselves. Wait for the cycle. And if you wait, the cycle will come back around again. Don't push. Don't press. Be patient. It's not about forcing. It's about allowing. And we have to learn that. And you touched on that when you were talking about 2017.
Yeah, because that's the card with a woman who's pregnant. And back to, you can't rush gestation. You know, you can't force that process of becoming.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I actually like those cards for 2017. And, you know, as we go into 2017, when we hit January 1st, then we actually start the preview of the manifesting cycle of the year, too. So you've got in this 1 year, or this 1 week, both sides to work with, both the creative and the manifesting. So very powerful week we have coming up here.
Well, plus yesterday on the 26th, you had Jupiter and Libra opposing Uranus and Aries. And even though it's an opposition, which is usually kind of bad, it includes Jupiter, which is kind of good. So Jupiter is positive. It kind of lessens the blow of an opposition. But it's really about wanting to release old ways, old ties, even old people from your life. I mean, and you want to release these things, we've said before, you want to release these things with grace. But it's really about going back in my point, I'm coming back around to my point about the one, about really having true awareness of self, to know that, you know, I've held on to this for 15 years. I'm never going to get to it. You know, I've put up with this person for 15 years. They're never going to change, and I can't deal with that in a constant interaction, whatever it is. Or it's also possible in a loving way to move past people. And we need to recognize that as well, that we don't necessarily discard people, but maybe that's not the person I have lunch with every other day, because we have so little now to exchange versus than 20 years ago. So it's important for people to recognize that energy is going on now, and it's a natural energy. Things are going to get shifted and shaken up a little bit, and we don't have to treat it all abruptly. It just might be time to let some of your peeps go and decide on that. And we're going
to
have
to allow those relationships to rebirth themselves. You know, I was working this morning on doing cord cutting exercises that we shared on the show a number of times. And it's a great thing to do over the next 5 days of really, you know, calling that person on a soul level to you and to thank them for everything that they've taught you, to release any energy that you are holding of theirs and return that to them, and ask back for any energy they're holding of yours. And this could be, you know, old stagnant energy that is in old disappointments or, you know, guilt or regret or any of these heavy emotions that kind of we end up holding in our physical bodies and in our hearts, to be willing to just release that back to the light to be recycled to a higher level and cut that connection between you and the other person. You can call in Archangel Michael to help with that with his Sword of Truth and ask that whatever relationship that you have is at a higher, more loving level from an unconditional love point of view. And
excellent.
You can see certain relationships then rebirth themselves and
excellent.
Grow to the next level.
So, and I want to remind folks too that coming up on the 29th is going to be the new moon in Capricorn, and also Uranus in Aries is going to go direct. And those are going to create new impacts going forward for all of us. I mean, after all, Capricorn is kind of a very determined, very grounded earth sign. So it's going to give us a lot of stability. It's patient. It's deliberate. It's not going to be a fast-moving thing. So it goes perfectly with the patience card. But also that Uranus moving forward, we're now going to have that evolutionary, revolutionary energy moving forward in Aries, which is also a driving energy. So we're going to have a powerful close to the year. I also want to remind folks that coming up this Thursday, I'll have the interview with Chetan Parkin and Carola Eastwood about the Book of Destinies, Discover the Life You Were Born to Live. So if people are interested in finding out about their human design and who they really are as they go into the new year, this is the interview to listen to and get a good sense of who they are. And I believe that that ties together with the ones, with all that you've shared, Kira, and with everything else. So I want to let everyone know that Good Vibrations Radio will be back with Kira Lani at Tuesday next week on the 3rd of January in the new year. And any final thoughts, Kira, before I cut away?
No, just wishing people a wonderful new year and to be optimistic, right? In spite of all of the stuff that's going on in the world right now. Solzar, you and I talked about this earlier this week. It's a little bit like the Tower card in a traditional deck, or in the Osho deck. It has, you know, these guys throwing themselves out the windows on fire. And yet there's this being in repose behind all of that. And the more that we can go within and find that peace within, and create from that place, all of these externalities are just playing out from old patterns, old seeds that are running their course, and focus all of that light and love that you have on creating what you do want.
Okay, so as Kara mentioned, that with that card, that's being the calm and the chaos. Do your cord cutting, get clear on who you are and your vision for going forward. And then 2017 will certainly be a year that you can make your reality the new reality that you want. Don't let the external factors drive you. And I want to remind you that right here at Good Vibrations Radio, you can learn to turn the lead in your life into gold. We're your source for everyday alchemy. We'll be back again this coming Thursday, the 29th, at 5 p.m. Pacific time to 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can hear this show replayed Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Just go to goodvibrationsradio.com and connect on the links over there. Many blessings. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
Gotta keep those loving good vibrations a happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations a happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations.
Merry Christmas, everybody. One of the best parts of the holiday season is spending time with the special people in your life. And for me, that means getting some help from my best friend for our annual Christmas weekly address.
Now, given how our first Christmas weekly address went, I realized that Barack needed all the help he could get.
This is our first Christmas in the White House, and we, what? Stop. What? You know, what? You've got to stop it. All right? You've got to get it together. You're going to have to pull it together, POTUS.
Celebrating the holidays in the White House over these past 8 years has been a true privilege. We've been able to welcome over 500,000 guests. Our outstanding pastry chefs have baked 200,000 holiday cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
And Barack has treated the American people to countless dad jokes.
They're great jokes.
Not so funny.
Although a few got a frosty reception.
Oh, the last one. This year's White House holiday theme is the gift of the holidays. And our decorations reflect some of our greatest gifts as a nation, from our incredible military families to the life-changing impact of a great education.
And the greatest gift that Michelle and I have received over the last 8 years has been the honor of serving as your president and first lady. Together we fought our way back from the worst recession in 80 years and got unemployment to a 9-year low. We secured health insurance for another 20 million Americans and new protections for folks who already had insurance. We made America more respected around the world, took on the mantle of leadership in the fight to protect this planet for our kids, and much, much more. By so many measures, our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was when we first got here. And I'm hopeful we'll build on the progress we've made together in the years to come. Tomorrow, for the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope.
The idea that we are our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper, that we should treat others as we would want to be treated, that we care for the sick, feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, no matter where they come from or how they practice their faith.
Those are values that help guide not just my family's Christian faith, but that of Jewish Americans and Muslim Americans, non-believers and Americans of all backgrounds. And no one better embodies that spirit of service than the men and women who wear our country's uniform and their families.
As always, many of our troops are far from home this time of the year, and their families are serving and sacrificing right along with them. Their courage and dedication allow the rest of us to enjoy this season. That's why we tried to serve them as well as they've served this country. Go to joiningforces.gov to see how you can honor and support the service members, veterans, and military families in your community, not just during the holidays, but all year round.
So as we look forward to the new year, let's resolve to recommit ourselves to the values we share. And on behalf of all the Obamas, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, Bo, and that troublemaker, Sonny, Merry Christmas, everybody.
And we wish you and your family a happy and healthy 2017. Thanks, and God bless.
blood in the Laura.